What's up, everybody? I am sitting here with Jesus Jimenez from People's Home Equity, and today we are going to interview him, and we're going to find out who he is. We're going to talk about where he's from, where he came from, where he is currently employed, and we're going to find out everything that you've been dying to know about your friend, Jesus Jimenez. How you doing, Jesus?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing well.
Awesome, man. You're looking good, man.
Thank you.
Man, I feel jealous. I got the orange, right? And then I come here and he has the black.
Well, they say the orange is new black.
They do say that. Orange is the new black. Hashtag Jesus Jimenez. Man, so how has everything been going for you this year?
Everything's going well. I'm blessed. Can't complain.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And when I walked in, you had mentioned that your December was actually really, really good. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Now, in the terms of really good, let's tell the audience what it is that you actually do that makes it really good.
Well, I do residential mortgages for first-time home buyers, investments, and actually commercial. So
that's cool, man. That works out because I'm actually a real estate agent. Hashtag ERA, Mi Casa Realty. How you doing? So December, how was Christmas?
Christmas is good, exhausting as always, but you know we came through it. So
okay. Did Santa give you everything that you wanted, or?
Santa's always good to me all year, so Christmas is just another day for me.
Okay,
it's all about the kids.
All about the kids, right? Do it for the kids.
That's right.
There you go, man. Okay. Well, you know, as I told the viewers, I wanted to get into it and really get to talk about who you are, what are your interests, what are your goals, and just give everybody who doesn't know you or who does know you but that doesn't know everything about you an opportunity to learn who's Jesus. So what would you say, who would you say you were in a nutshell? How do you feel? Like, who is Jesus? I know it's a big, deep question, but who is Jesus Jimenez?
Can I get back to you?
Right. Look, next time on Real Estate Stuff Chicago, Jesus's answer.
So, I mean, I've been in the mortgage business over 19 years. I mean, I live, breathe, and sleep mortgages.
19 years?
19 years.
Man, that's
19
a long time.
Years. In August, it'll be my 20-year anniversary. So,
congratulations, man.
Thank you. So, I've been through it all. When I joke around with people, I say, hey, I'm the dinosaur in the business. But it's been a long time. I've seen it all. I've been through it all. And if not, I research it. But most importantly, I've been through it. So, ups and downs.
Man, that's awesome. Now, I'm going to do this. You said you were the dinosaur in the business. If you were a dinosaur, which dinosaur would you be?
T-Rex.
The T-Rex. T-Rex. Yeah. Oh, man. Why is that?
I'm a carnivore.
There you go. Right. You tear up those loans, huh? You get them done, huh?
Yes. You have to be in this business. See, if you don't, you're only as good as your last loan.
So 19 years a loan officer.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to say in the next 19 years? Is it going to be 38 at that point? Or what does it look like for you right now?
Well, I think I'm thinking, and I told my staff, I'm like, I'll probably be in this business only another 10, 12 years. I want to retire. But like you said, in a Raptor kind of mind frame, having the team built and just leaving it.
Oh, you know, wow.
Just working it from the outside in.
Okay, so you're in a building phase of your business right now.
Correct.
Yeah. Awesome. So for everybody that's listening and for those that are actually watching on Facebook, what is it about your business? What is it that you do that you feel is different that is going to help you get through the next 19? Like what is it that you put on the table?
Definitely have to be different. I have to give added value. Everyone will tell you, hey, I can close your loan. I can give you the best rate possible. But what really sets me apart is the process, you know, making the customer feel that it's an exciting time, which it should be. It should be an exciting time buying a home. It's the biggest investment of your life. You got to make it fun for them. And more importantly, create a commitment on both parties. So, hey, listen, if I do good for you, will you continue to refer me business? Because that's how I create more business. And at the same time, my commitment to you is to get you the lowest rate, the lowest closing costs available, and make sure that your out-of-pocket expense is minimal. But most importantly, come through for them. And everything you tell them, deliver on it and make it make it a pass the least resistance when it's buying with Jesus Jimenez. So.
No, man, I love that answer. I know when we met a couple months ago, you came in and first of all, be it that he's a loan officer and I'm a realtor, I got a phone call. Hey, my name is Jesus. I love to sit down and talk with you. And you get these phone calls all the time, you know, when you're in real estate, and you sit down with a loan officer and they walk in and they say, hey, I'm gonna close all your deals. I'm gonna make sure that all your customers get taken care of. Money, 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 money. And at the end of the day, what really matters is, you know, me as a realtor, I want someone that's going to come in and treat people the right way. They're going to communicate. They're going to stay on top of the entire transaction. And that was the impression I got when I met Jesus. He came in and he didn't say anything. He didn't say, "Hey Tony, I'm going to buy you coffee every week and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that." He came in with knowledge, and he really opened my eyes and brought that 19 years worth of experience to the table. And this is exactly why the man sitting right here in front of your camera or on your iPad right now or iPhone listening to a podcast, because I wanted to give him an opportunity to really put that out there, because what he does is effective, and it's effective in the fact that he takes care of his people. And I applaud you on that, because it's not something that is the regular right now. It's not the norm right now. A lot of people want to close a lot of loans. So I commend you on that.
Appreciate that.
So no problem. So that's the 19 years ahead. I want to ask you about the 19 years before the day you became a loan officer. What were you like? Where did you go to school? If you mind sharing, where did you grow up? You know, who are you from that aspect?
Well, I grew up in the Wicker Park area.
Okay.
So,
Cubs fan?
Cubs fan.
Okay.
I didn't have a choice.
Congratulations on the World Series, by the way.
Thank you.
Even though Sox did it first. Hey, how you doing? No. It's a win's a win, man.
We were brought up and born to be Cubs fans. We, like I said, we didn't have a choice. Every Monday, you sat with my dad, and he'll have his Milwaukee's Best. I don't know if you remember that.
Milwaukee's Best?
Milwaukee's Best.
I do know that.
And
it's like right up there with Bex.
Or Schlitz.
Okay. See, you're in the crates right now, man.
Yeah.
Crates.
So then he'll sit there and watch every Monday the Cubs game, and he'll make me sit there with him and say, "Hey, mijo, pay attention." And it was part of having a good time with dad.
Okay.
And then, you know.
What's your dad's name?
Ishmael.
Ishmael. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So, I grew up with my dad doing that. But most importantly, he put me through school. I mean, first, I'm going to say that I was sixth grade, I think.
Okay.
It was public schools, and then he put me in Catholic private schools and through high school, and then I went to Northeastern University, and that's where I met real estate. And actually, I was actually going to school to be an architect, and my counselor said, "Hey, listen, look for a job or an internship within your field," and I couldn't find anything related to architecture, and I found banking, and I never left, and here I am today. But growing up, I played soccer. I love playing soccer, baseball.
What position did you play in soccer?
In soccer, I was always either a right sweeper or a midfielder. But, you know, that was my favorite position, defense. And baseball. Baseball was a big part of us. And then, but now I play golf. So.
Golf. So you play golf?
Yes, I love to play golf. Golf's kind of a passion.
You know, I've tried golf, and let's do this. I got a funny story about golf. It's actually a little embarrassing. My buddy takes me to play golf, okay? So we go out, and I can't hit anything. He takes me to the range, okay? And I rent the club. He comes out with a gigantic Tiger Woods club, the one that has the head on it, like, you know, it's like a cheeseburger at the end of a stick. And he's smacking the ball. I think it was a ping. You know, it was a big deal. It was ping, ping, yeah. And it's gone. So I got mad. And the next day I went to Sport Mart, and I go to Sport Mart, and I find one of those pings, right? Mm-hmm. And I find it, but it's purple, and it's a nice dark shade of purple. And I was like, okay, no problem. This is going to be good. Buy it. I call my friend. I say, "Hey, meet me at the golf course tomorrow." He shows up, and he pulls out his golf club, starts swinging. And I go, "All right, it's my turn." And I take out my golf club. I got the plastic on it. And then I start swinging, and he's laughing.
Did you take the plastic off?
I did take the plastic off. Now, for some reason, he and the people that were next to us were kind of giggling because he's talking to them. He's shh, 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 shh. And then they look at me. I'm like, "What's going on?" You know, I'm hitting a couple. You know,
he's setting it up.
It's going up a couple meters forward. You know, it's not backwards this time because the day before was backwards. Come to find out, one of the caddies comes up to me. She goes, "You know that a club you bought? It's new, right? I heard you just bought it." And I go, "Yeah." She goes, "You know that's a girls' club." And I was like, "What do you mean this is a girls' club?" She goes, "Yeah, that's totally a girls' club."
That's why it was purple.
Yeah, I go, "Well, yeah." She goes, "It's purple." I'm like, "Well, I thought this was like the Prince Club. Prince had purple was a big deal." And I will never live that down with my buddy Carlos, if you're listening. I hate you. No, we're cool, man. We're cool. But yeah, man, it was, I picked up a girls' club on accident. So are you good enough a golfer that you at least have the right clubs or?
Actually, yes, I'll custom make clubs.
They're all custom made clubs.
Custom made clubs. Yes.
Get out of here! Look at the Cubs fan from Wicker Park, loan officer now has his custom made clubs. Yes. Man, that's amazing, man. So New Year's is coming. Mm-hmm. What are your goals for New Year's?
For New Year's, well, my goals for 2018 is to do 25 million, which probably translates to helping at least about 130 to 150 families get into their homes.
Okay, so I'm going to break that up a little bit. So as a loan officer, every time, let's say somebody buys a house and the house costs $200,000. Mm-hmm. So if you help somebody buy a house for $200,000, you take that $200,000 and you put it in the drawer and you say, this is towards my $25
million. Yes.
So you're looking to sell you're looking to fund $25 million worth. Okay. Just so that everybody who's not in the industry listening knows. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, wow. So, man, how do you do that? How does that happen?
Well, basically it's just feeding on your farm. So go back to your past clients. Once again, going back to creating a wow experience with every customer.
Okay.
Getting the most or the maximizing the most potential of referrals from every single client.
Okay.
And then also just fortifying or solidifying relationships like yourself as my realtor.
Sure.
And other realtors to be able to grow together. That's important because I think a lot of partners in the industry think about give me instead of bringing value to the table and say, hey, let's grow together.
Sure.
Let's become a success because my success is only as big as your success. And if we're not successful together, it's not a good partnership if it's only one way. So pretty much just staying focused, pushing through. There's no days off in real estate pretty much.
Sure.
And focusing more on bringing that value back, that old handshake, because a lot of people are saying, hey, you know what? Everything's email. Everything's hiding behind an email. And you got to just make sure you're more just, what's the word I want to say? Human. Humanized process,
yeah,
I guess.
Absolutely.
And that's just keys to success, I guess.
So part of the podcast is I want to give you an opportunity to go out and actually speak to the masses. You know, anyone that's listening to the podcast right now or anybody that's actually watching this on either YouTube or Facebook, how can people contact you, Jesus, so that you can help maybe answer any questions that they have regarding, funding for a loan or even refinances?
Yes. They can contact me at 312-209-9268. That's my direct line. It's my cell phone. And at JesusJimenezLoans.com or private message me on Facebook.
Perfect, perfect. And the same thing is going to go for me. If anybody out there currently who's listening to the podcast is looking to either purchase their first home or get into another property, investment property, you can contact me also online through realestatestuffchicago.com or it's very simple. You can go to www.antonio.realtor. So loan officer from Wicker Park, Cubs fan, avid golfer has a goal to kick $25 million in the teeth in 2018. Jesus, I just want to say thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to sit down with you today to talk about you and what you do. I think that you bring a lot of experience to the table in the industry that you're in, and all around, man, I know you're a great guy to talk to, period. And I just really, really want to commend you on all the success that you've had in 2017 and the other 18 years that the man has been in the industry, buddy.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you for coming.
No problem. And then just one more in quotations, I want to congratulate you on that suit and not coming into this podcast with an orange sweater. It's all right. You'll see me in a black suit coming soon, 2018, everybody.
Thank you.
No problem, man. Thank you so much, buddy.
Look forward to 2018 with you.
Oh, yeah, same here. Guys, do me a favor. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast yet, go to www.realestatestuffchicago.com or you can find me at realestatestuffchicago.com on Facebook and subscribe to the podcast. You'll get newsletters about houses that are currently on the market by me and information on how to actually purchase a home. You'll get a link to this gentleman here, Jesus, and more to come. If you're interested in being on the show, if you have a small business, or if you just want to put your history out there, this show is about interviewing everybody and anybody who makes Chicago what it is. Jesus has had a big impact on Chicago. I mean, for the last 18 years, he's helped people move into it and out of it. He's gave recommendations on where to eat. He's gave a couple of golf courses some business. And I want to hear about what input you have given to the town as well. So thank you so much, everybody. That is it. And tune in for the next episode of Real Estate Stuff Chicago. Take care, guys.
Take care.